Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
How do you think it went for Jeremy Pruitt today in front of, for the first time, really, a regional audience down there?
You know, and I wrote this, and I said this on Ballquest on a two-minute drill and a podcast there. I think, you know, really, aside from kind of the Aaron Murray having to answer some of those questions, it went about as smoothly as it could. It was not a lot of fuss. I thought that Jeremy was honestly probably more engaging than he's really ever been to the local media or even in some of the speaking clubs. He was pretty smooth. He kind of looked natural up there. You know, he didn't tell a whole lot, which isn't that surprising. But he was still kind of engaging. He certainly, you know, made some news with kind of, you know, confirming the suspicions and optimism we had been hearing about Trey Smith, the fact that J.J. Peterson, linebacker signee, is likely going to be here in about 2 weeks. And then, you know, as one would expect, offered little details and remained pretty coy on the upcoming quarterback battle that's going to get going here in just about 2 weeks.
Yeah, the one thing he did say about that I thought was interesting, Jesse, was that there are two guys, Jarrett Garantano and Will McBride, that they had 15 practices in the spring. I thought that was interesting that he pointed that out.
He did, and, you know, he continued to say, both with it, we kind of had a little local media deal, and then he went and did his kind of rounds with everybody else. And he did tell us at first that, you know, there's four guys competing, but then he kind of quickly hedged and said, but, you know, we want to whittle that down to two guys pretty quickly. I think everybody knows who those two guys are going to be. And this is a battle between kind of experience versus upside, frankly.
Well, Aaron Murray making headlines talking about the fact that he didn't think Jeremy Pruitt was fit to be a head coach or didn't have it in him to do the things he needed to do as a head coach. Jeremy Pruitt addressed that. What's your take on how he addressed it and on the entire situation?
It's certainly a pretty topical discussion right now in Atlanta, that's for sure, Don. I mean, I think that, you know, what Murray said probably was gaslit a little bit more by the fans than probably, you know, a former Georgia quarterback standing up for a Georgia coach and Mark Richt. And then it doesn't surprise me at all that Murray and even David Pollack, you know, would offer some loyalty or have comments kind of defending their coach, considering some of the rumors that were coming out, you know, a couple years ago at the end of 2015. But I also think that, you know, Jeremy handled it probably about as well as he could. You know, he clapped back, but in kind of a measured yet biting way. You know, he basically said, "Peep my resume." You know, 15 years ago, I was a kindergarten teacher, and now I'm the head coach at Tennessee. So I must be doing something right. And frankly, you know, I think we can kind of all agree that part of the reason Jeremy Pruitt got hired at Tennessee, part of the reason Philip Fulmer picked him as the guy, is because of his alpha personality. And I'm sure that he's kind of smoothed, you know, some of those rough edges. You know, even some Georgia beat writers, I think, have kind of been writing over the last 24 hours that, you know, what we saw today from Jeremy Pruitt was not the same guy in their limited interactions that they saw from him a couple years ago. So players grow all the time. Who's to say head coaches, you know, can't grow as well? This is certainly kind of a tempest in the teapot situation where I think it's being overblown. As I wrote on VolQuest, this is a classic, you know, SEC Media Days, July summer storyline. You know, this is something that just really isn't that important in the long term. But it's a topical conversation because, you know, aside from the normal parlor questions, this is just, it's something new. And people love controversies and little mini beefs, especially between rivals.
Jesse Simonson, VolQuest.com. That's where you can read his stuff. More with Jesse. I do want to insert this. The Zone Summer of Fun is underway. Be caller 5 through to JT right now. 615-737-ZONE to win a Jersey Mike's gift card and be qualified to win $500 this Friday. Be caller 5 through to JT now. 615-737-0663. It is the Zone Summer of Fun presented by Jersey Mike's Subs and by Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
Pruitt actually coming out with the some good news nuggets today as well for Vol fans. Jesse?
Yeah, the Trey Smith news, again, we've talked about this on y'all's show and elsewhere, you know, that there's been some subtle optimism over the last couple weeks. And Pruitt did, you know, he didn't exactly answer fully about when Trey Smith will be cleared for full contact, so maybe that's not right away. But I do think that, you know, when Tennessee kicked off against West Virginia on September 1st, all indications are that, barring any setbacks, Trey Smith, who Cole Kubiak and several analysts out here in Atlanta that I talked to think maybe one of the two or three best offensive linemen in the country, will suit up for the Vols. And that really is huge news, because it gives Will Friend options, it gives them versatility up front, and it gives them, you know, really some flexibility now, not only getting Trey Smith back, but having Brandon Kennedy, who Jeremy Pruitt also complimented today, now that he's officially on board.
A little bit of talk about J.J. Peterson as well today.
Yeah, and J.J., you know, that's one that, depending on what she had been hearing, I think there certainly was some valid concerns there when a guy misses two arbitrary deadlines that he and his high school coach had kind of set for him. You know, he was going to arrive in May, and then that didn't happen, and then he was going to arrive first week of July, and that obviously didn't happen. All reports are that he's kind of finishing up a few things. He has the requisite test score, just needs to kind of finish up a few things, and he'll be here right around August. It certainly has hurt him, I think, the fact that he's missed this summer strength and conditioning program. That's obviously been a big emphasis with Jeremy trying to make this team bigger and stronger. I even had a note, you know, in terms of just other positives. We finally got heights and weights for this football team.
Yeah.
Which is something we've been missing since Pruitt came here. And, you know, Tennessee already has more 300-plus-pound players on the roster now in Jeremy's first year than they did last year under Butch Jones, which that just kind of speaks to, you know, he wants them bigger. He said, you know, he basically said it when he got here, the biggest and strongest men win normally in football. And so that's what Tennessee's trying to become, you know, not only in 2018, but moving forward.
Yeah, you look at the heights and weights roster and all that. What stood out to you? Is there a specific player, a specific, obviously bigger across the board, but anybody that specifically stood out to you?
Well, I think one position group, Don, really stood out to me. You know, Jeremy made it clear that he did not think that Tennessee had kind of the requisite size at running back specifically. So they go out and they get Madre London from Michigan State. He's 215-plus pounds. Mm-hmm. They signed Jeremy Banks, the guy that was an in-state kid from Memphis, 4-star. Butch Jones was not recruiting him at all. Jeremy Pruitt comes in. They sign him almost immediately. He takes one visit to Tennessee, commits the next day. He's 215 pounds. They have Ty Chandler, Nashville native, NBA, who I'm still really high on, even if the staff seems to have kind of some trepidations because of his size. He's now over 200 pounds. Every single running back on Tennessee's roster now is 200-plus pounds. Mm. Tim Jordan gained weight. Trey Coleman gained weight. John Kelly was the only running back that got real carries last year on the roster that was over 200 pounds. That's a real tangible difference, you know, noticeable difference at a position that Tennessee hopes is kind of going to be kind of really carrying an offense with uncertainty at quarterback.
He said some good stuff about Eli Wolf too, right? Wasn't the comment something like he couldn't block me last year, but he's really come around in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy is certainly, he can be self-deprecating and be really good about that kind of stuff, really kind of relating. And so he said, you know, basically when he was introduced to the football team, he thought Eli Wolf might be like a student manager or something like that. And then, you know, he said, well, what position do you play? And Eli said, tight end. He said, well, can you block SEC defensive linemen? And Eli Wolf said, no, but I run a 4.5. And so Jeremy said, well, you're going to have to learn how to block if you want to play for me. And Wolf is a guy that, you know, he was rewarded by coming here today because he is obviously not one of the cachet names on the roster. He's gained more than 20 pounds. And he certainly has a nice skill set that I think Tyson Helton and Brian Niedermeyer want to figure out how to really utilize. He's not a traditional inline tight end. You see some of the other bigger guys they have at that position, including Dominique Wood Anderson, are all 250-plus pounds. But he was, you know, Jeremy Pruitt has been very complimentary of him when he's really, you know, shied away from much individual praise in the last 6 months on Tennessee players, because Wolf put the work in. He was rewarded with the most improved player this spring. And, you know, he got to kind of have his day in the sun and get some shine today in front of a national audience, you know, coming to SEC Media Day.
Well, Jesse, we appreciate the time, man. Always enjoy reading your stuff. VolQuest.com. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.